In Spain, when the grandfather clock strikes midnight on December 31st, people eat one grape with each chime of the bell to wish for good luck in the new year. Korea has also a beautiful tradition to bid farewell to the old year and ring in the new year. On the final night of the year, people light up every part of the home, from the rooms to the kitchen and even the bathroom. This is to drive away the darkness and pray for good fortune in the year ahead. With 2025 drawing to a close, we want to light up every corner of your hearts with warmth and excitement. So what about taking a look back at this year by reflecting on the music that lit up your hearts or made your faces light up with a smile? Welcome to KBS World Radio's year-end special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. I'm your host, Karen Choi. For our annual year-end special, we've gathered the very best K-pop songs and artists who have received your love this year all in one place. To make this program possible, KBS World Radio conducted a global survey through our website and mobile app. From November 17th through December 4th, 4,740 listeners from 114 countries around the world took part. Based entirely on your votes, we'll be revealing the winners for Solo Artist of the Year, Girl Group of the Year, Boy Group of the Year, as well as the highly anticipated Artist of the Year and K-pop Song of the Year categories. So who will take the top honors? Let's meet the winners one by one. You're listening to KBS World Radio's K-pop year-end special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. Let's start the show by meeting the nominees for the top solo artist of the year. Let's listen to a medley of the highlights from the top five nominees. G-Dragon's Too Bad. Rosé and Bruno Mars's Apatou. Jin of BTS with Don't You Say Love Me. I use By Summer. J-Hope of BTS, Killing It Girl. Yes, the K-pop legend G-Dragon made a comeback after a long 7-year hiatus. There was also Rosé, who had one of the year's biggest pop moments with Bruno Mars with Apatou. After completing their military service, BTS's Jin and J-Hope returned to their fan side. And IU shined bright, not only on stage as a singer, but also on screen as an actress. With such a powerful lineup of nominees, I really can't imagine who was number one. Let me get a sneak peek at the winner. Ah, I see. Let me reveal the winner now. Among the top five nominees, the artist chosen by one out of every four voters as Solo Artist of the Year is... none other than IU! Congratulations! Now in her 18th year since debut, IU has long since moved beyond the title of nation's little sister, firmly establishing herself as a national singer and singer-songwriter that no one can dispute. This year, she also received immense love for her role as Aesun in the drama When Life Gives You Tangerines, showing outstanding performances both as an actor and singer. Let's continue after listening to By Summer by IU, this year's top solo artist as chosen by our KBS World Radio listeners. That was IU's By Summer. And following IU, who took the top spot, G-Dragon was the artist to follow closely behind in second place. Looking at the rankings by language group, G-Dragon actually claimed the top spot in several regions, which really shows the scale of his popularity. Often described as the G-Dragon phenomenon, his influence in pop culture has remained powerful over nearly two decades. And that made us wonder, what could be the secret behind G-Dragon and IU's long-term success?
사실 지금도 그렇지만 K-pop이라고 하면
When people think of K-pop, it's often viewed as a product produced by a company. It's regarded as a package, music planned by an agency, performed by artists as performers. But when it comes to solo artists, it's not just about being a member who came from the idol scene. They are songwriters who independently build and expand their own musical worlds. IU, for example, isn't simply a vocalist, she is a songwriter. And G-Dragon isn't just a rapper or singer, he's a producer and a songwriter. What the public ultimately expects from a solo artist goes beyond being a great performer or a powerful image icon. IU stands out being demonstrating her capabilities not just as a great singer, but as a singer-songwriter. While G-Dragon has the advantage of being part of Big Bang, he has continuously developed a musical world that is distinctly his own, which is different from Big Bang's sound. That's probably why both artists, despite having debuted such a long time ago, continue to enjoy overwhelming popularity as solo artists.
사실 데뷔한 지가 굉장히 둘 다 오래됐음에도 불구하고 여전히 솔로 가수로서 압도적인 인기를 누리는 부분이 아닌가라고 분석할 수 있을 것 같아요.
Shall we also listen to a song by G-Dragon, who came in second place in the Solo Artist of the Year category? Here is Too Bad. You're listening to KBS World Radio's K-pop year-end special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. Up next, it's time to reveal the winners of Girl Group of the Year. Over the past few years, we've seen the continued rise of girl groups, and this year, their popularity only kept growing stronger. So which groups made it into the top five? Let's listen to a highlight of their signature songs. It's Blackpink's Jump. Le Sserafim's Hot. Eyelids, Do the Dance. It's aespa with Rich Man. I am a rich man. I am what I am. I am a rich man. And Twice with Strategy. Like gravity, gravity. So five groups that were selected or voted by our listeners, our KBS World Radio listeners. It was Twice, aespa, Eyelid, Le Sserafim, and Blackpink. Blackpink made a comeback as a full group this year after the members' successful solo activities, while Twice continues to boast a solid global fan base. Le Sserafim stood out with strong album sales and powerful performances. aespa captivates with the distinct individuality of its members, and Eyelid is just beginning to make its mark on the global charts. So which group took number one? It was aespa. Congratulations! With their unique universe and powerful performances, aespa has built a world entirely their own, and their popularity remains strong this year following last year's success. So let's keep the conversation going after listening to Rich Man by aespa, the winners of Girl Group of the Year. You're listening to KBS World Radio's K-pop Year-End Special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. Now, when we broaden the scope of K-pop, there's a phenomenon we just have to discuss from this year. You've probably heard of it, unless you've been living under a rock. The animated series K-pop Demon Hunters and the fictional idol groups Huntrix and Saja Boys. Their songs have become huge around the world, and it's another reminder of just how far-reaching K-pop's influence is these days. And there is a group that is feeling the K-pop Demon Hunters craze on stage right now. It's Twice, currently in the middle of a world tour spanning 43 regions worldwide. Their collaboration with K-pop Demon Hunters was a huge deal. Of course, even before the collaboration, Twice had already made history. They became the first K-pop girl group to enter the Billboard 200 a total of 10 times. This past summer, Twice also achieved another milestone by becoming the first K-pop girl group to headline Lollapalooza in Chicago. On our K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025 survey, Twice placed fourth in the Girl Group of the Year category. So we asked music critic Kim Young-dae his thoughts on what the secret is behind their continued global success.
Twice is a group that's taken a rather exceptional path in K-pop. Their current global popularity is completely different from the Twice we knew during the Like UA or Cheer Up era. In fact, the music they make and the strategies they use, especially in terms of image, are so different that it almost feels like an entirely new group. In other words, they've successfully reinvented their image. Most K-pop groups are typically planned with a specific country or region in mind, but Twice managed to silence early doubts, conquer the Asian market, and then go on to build steady popularity in North and South America as well. Recently, with the renewed spotlight brought by K-pop Demon Hunters, they once again emerged as a girl group drawing major attention.
We just listened to Strategy by Twice, who placed fourth on our Girl Group of the Year rankings. Now, shall we move on to Boy Group of the Year? This is KBS World Radio's K-pop Year-End Special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. Now it's time to reveal your choice for the top Boy Group of the Year. Just like Girl Group of the Year, the top five boy groups feature a great mix of third, fourth, and fifth generation groups. So let's find out who they are through highlights of their signature songs. Cortez, go! Boy Next Door, If I Say I Love You. Stray Kids, Ceremony. Seventeen's Thunder. Tomorrow by Together's Beautiful Strangers. K-pop boy groups in particular seem to be drawing even more attention from global fandoms. And one group that stood out this year is Quartus, who debuted in August. Their intro track Go was the only K-pop boy group song selected for Apple Music's Best Songs of 2025 and also ranked 10th on Spotify's Best K-pop of 2025, earning widespread recognition as one of the year's most promising rookie groups. Now let's hear music critic Kim Young-da's take on what makes Quartus so compelling.
계보를 보면 BTS의 동생 그룹이라고 보는 게 좀 자연스러울 만큼
This group is like a younger brother group to BTS. They share BTS's sense of authenticity, and they have the ability to plan and produce their own music. They're impressive already, but they're a group whose future feels even more exciting. We talk about content creators, and content doesn't stop at music. It extends from self-produced variety content and everyday videos all the way to full-fledged music videos. Quartus is a boy group made up of creators who span all of these areas. By presenting this new kind of image, they're bringing a refreshing new wave to the K-pop scene.
전달해주면서 좀 굉장히 좀 신선한 바람을 불러일으키고 있다 이렇게 평가할 수 있을 것 같아요.
That was Quartus with Go. Rookie group Quartus has been leaving a strong and lasting impression on K-pop fans around the world, but the team that received the most votes from our listeners as boy group of the year is Stray Kids. Congratulations. Stray Kids has made history by placing 8 consecutive albums at number 1 on the Billboard 200. This is a first-ever record since the Billboard 200 chart was created, a moment where the history of K-pop has truly become part of Billboard's history. Stray Kids' music is often described as mara-flavored, bold, intense, and addictive, the kind you can't escape once you're hooked. So how do experts view the irresistible pull of Stray Kids' sound? Here's what music critic Kim Young-dae has to say.
BTS가 등장하면서 소위 말하는 셀프프로듀싱 아이돌이라고 하는 것을, 그러니까
What made Stray Kids especially unique was the decision to let them make their own music from the start, letting them take charge of composing and producing themselves. From a K-pop production standpoint, that's actually a huge risk. Compared to songs written by professional composers, the level of polish or technical perfection could naturally fall short. But JYP took a long-term approach, and in the end, that choice played a crucial role in building a fiercely loyal fan base, fans who fell in love with Stray Kids' raw yet sincere musical identity. Stray Kids are also known within K-pop for the sheer intensity of their music and performances, the power, the energy, and the overwhelming passion they radiate. That's why, through live concerts and festival performances, they've consistently proven their appeal, earning their recognition and trust that have led them to where they are today.
페스티벌 같은 데서 큰 매력을 지속적으로 보여주면서 지금과 같은 지명도와 신뢰도를 확보했다고 볼 수 있을 것 같아요.
So without further ado, let's listen to the top boy group of the year, Stray Kids with Ceremony. You're listening to KBS World Radio's year-end special, K-pop songs and artists of 2025. We only have two categories left, Artist of the Year and K-pop Song of the Year. Let's take a look at the nominees for Artist of the Year first. Here come the highlights from their signature songs. Here's G-Dragon's Power. This is Stray Kids, Do It. Here's Rosé and Bruno Mars, Apatu. Boy Next Door's Hollywood Action. Blackpink with Jump. All Our KBS World Radio listeners voted for G-Dragon, Rosé, Stray Kids, Boy Next Door, and Blackpink for Artist of the Year. So who came out on top? Drum roll, please. It's a tie between G-Dragon and Boy Next Door. Congratulations to both. G-Dragon narrowly missed out on first place in the Solo Artist of the Year category, while Boy Next Door also just missed out on first place in the Boy Group of the Year category. Well, we hope jointly winning first place in the Artist of the Year category makes up for the previous disappointments. Well, did you know Boy Next Door was also the only K-pop boy group to make it into YouTube's 2025 year-end list of top 10 most popular Korean short songs? Their Gen Z sensibility and connection with fans across multiple platforms is something you can feel through their music. So let's listen to their song, If I Say I Love You. We just heard a song by Boy Next Door, but throughout 2025, there were so many rookies who took their very first steps onto the K-pop scene, dreaming of becoming the next Boy Next Door or the next G-Dragon. So what about some of the promising rookies that are expected to steal the limelight in 2026? We asked music critic Kim Young-dae for his thoughts.
일단은 뭐 최초의 인도네시아 멤버를
One rookie girl group that stands out is Hearts to Hearts, with SM's first Indonesian member. As successors to Girls' Generation, they've absorbed many shared strengths and advantages, from razor-sharp synchronized choreography to SM's signature experimental music that may not always be conventionally mainstream, but is bold and striking on stage. Kiki, on the other hand, is what I call an aesthetic-driven girl group. The key difference is that their music isn't led by a traditional music producer, but by an art director shaping their overall aesthetic. They focus on how audiences perceive their art, expressing it intuitively through stage design, music videos, and music in a highly integrated and consistent way. Among boy groups, a team worth watching out for is Close Your Eyes. They break away from typical boy group cliches, presenting lyrical, emotional music and lyrics, along with delicately crafted music videos and world building. Lastly, All Day Project is important because they are a co-ed group. Each member has already made a strong mark in their own field, making them, in a way, rookies who don't feel like rookies. Co-ed groups face a real dilemma. Building a fandom is notoriously difficult, but breaking through that limitation is precisely why All Day Project has emerged as one of the most talked about groups of the year.
그런 뭐 딜레마죠. 그러니까 하나의 단점이 있지만 그것을 뚫고 올해 가장 주목을 많이 받은 그룹으로서 자리매김할 수 있었던 중요한 이유라고 생각합니다.
Let's take a moment to listen to these rookies to watch out for in 2026 through a special highlight medley. This is Hearts to Hearts with Focus. Here's Kiki's I Do Me. Here's Close Your Eyes with All My Poetry. Here's the co-ed group All Day Project with Famous. So let's listen to one of these rookies to watch out for in 2026, All Day Project with Famous. You're listening to KBS World Radio's year-end special K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. And now, at last, we've reached the highlight of our year-end special. It's time to reveal the winner for K-pop Song of the Year. Let's hear the highlights from the top five nominees. Tomorrow by Together, Beautiful Strangers. Beautiful Strangers. Stray Kids, Ceremony. Rosé and Bruno Mars with Apartheid. Boy Next Door, If I Say I Love You. Cortez, Go. While you were listening, I'm sure a lot of you were thinking to yourselves, of course, it has to be that song. From the end of last year all the way through 2025, it's no exaggeration to say this song truly dominated the year. So the winner of this year's K-pop Song of the Year is... Apartheid, 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 Apartheid. Yes, the top spot goes to Rosé's Apartheid. Congratulations! Yes, the collaboration between Rosé and American pop star Bruno Mars not only won K-pop Song of the Year, it has also been nominated for the main categories like Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the upcoming 68th Grammy Awards for the first time in K-pop history. It was also named the most streamed K-pop song of 2025 in Spotify's year-end roundup. This song is sure to claim a lasting place in K-pop history, don't you think? Let's hear from music critic Kim Young-dae.
그 아파트라는 뮤직비디오를 보면 이 뮤직비디오가 상당히 어떻게 보면 좀 키치하고
The music video has kind of a kitschy, slightly goofy charm. And I think that's what makes Apartheid such a fun song. It's not just a collaboration between a K-pop artist and a top-tier American pop star. It feels more like an American pop star casually hanging out at a K-pop star's home. Or like a K-pop just spending everyday time with a pop star friend. K-pop and pop are usually divided by certain genre boundaries, but this song softens those lines in a very natural, accessible way. In some ways, you could listen to it simply as a pop song, but because it's sung by Rosé, it can also clearly be categorized as K-pop. At the same time, it carries the core traits of Bruno Mars' mainstream American pop and R&B sound. In that sense, I'd say Apartheid is a perfectly optimized song for crossing boundaries between genres.
단어로는 크로스오버라고 하죠. 이런 경계를 넘는 데 있어서 최적화된 노래가 아니었나 이렇게 평가할 수 있을 것 같아요.
That's right. Rosé's Apartheid broke down boundaries between K-pop and pop, making us more excited to see how K-pop will evolve in the future. So this has been KBS World Radio's K-pop year-end special, K-pop Songs and Artists of 2025. To wrap things up, we'll leave you with Apartheid by Rosé and Bruno Mars, this year's winner of K-pop Song of the Year, as voted by you, our KBS World Radio listeners. Thank you so much for your love and support in 2025, and we look forward to your continued affection for K-pop and KBS World Radio in the year ahead. This has been your host, Karen Choi. Thank you so much for listening, and happy holidays!